promoters and producers of show in this area. He's brought us all kinds of great shows in the past. Brian Quinn!
Again, Brian Quinn from Last Dance Productions. Thank you so much for coming. It's going to be a great show. The sound check was unbelievable. So thanks to the Legion Theater, Leland and Rick and Wayne at the box office. Thanks to El Jaleo from Full House Promotions. Keith Butney Productions. So you're going to have a great time. But to introduce the band, I'm going to bring out a favorite of all of us from Breakfast of the Beatles over at WZLS. Tucky!
Yes. Good evening, everybody. What a great night. Thank you, Brian, Leland, and thank you. Yeah, I have a little show called Breakfast with the Beatles on CLX, and I wanted to come out because I really love the guy that's about to perform with his band of so talented musicians. But I will give you share a couple of experiences with you. May 22nd, 1976, I saw Wings Over America at the Boston Garden. It's the first time I smelt marijuana in my life, a year after I graduated high school. Oh, I can't say that? Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. But it was a life-changing experience for me. I told Denny that it's the top five of my all-time favorite concerts that I've ever seen. And being here with this very talented rock and roll icon is pretty amazing, you know? I mean, you got these albums here, you got Band on the Run, you got the Wings Over America, vinyl, courtesy of Cheap Thrills Music, my buddy in Dedham that sells vinyl. So I just want to give, who has a turntable? Okay, you right there. Okay, now come over here. Name one person who's on the cover of Band on the One Run, not counting Paul, Linda, and Denny. Don't look. Name one person. Christopher Lee? Did you say Christopher Lee? Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's autographed by Denny. Okay, who wants to answer a trivia question about Wings Over America? Okay, what's the first song on the album, Wings Over America? Venus and Mars is correct, autographed by Denny. I think he autographed it twice. So ladies and gentlemen, isn't that nice just to shake your hand? Ladies and gentlemen, you love this guy, I do too. He's a rock and roll icon. Go Now, I mean, just all of his history. My favorite song that Denny sings is The Note You Never Wrote on the Wings Sound album, which is great. But Denny was the guy that Paul chose to be with him for 10 years, and man, this guy is so talented. He's a dear friend, and his band is amazing. Let's hear it for Denny Lane!
Yeah. Thank you.
have a good time. I'm not saying anything else. So anyway, this one is me, Blackbird. We're not doing that one. It's just to get you going, girls. This one's called Bluebird. Anderson Cooper's mother, Mrs. Vanderbilt.
It takes a while for that to set in, I think.
We do have two words we need. The same one's hey, one's ho, and there's the other one hey. So join along. One, two, three, four. Thank you. You people that have rolled something in your life, whether it be a carpet or a cigarette, let me roll it. called it. I see. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
I saw somebody literally roll.
We let him roll it.
Here you go. This one Eric's going to sing. This is Eric Paparazzi here.
Keep it real.
It's all right. It's Italian. Little in joke. So anyway, this song came from a hotel name, believe it or not. You know, you'll think all these things about lyrics of songs or whatever, and it's never like you think. You know what I mean? This actually... Hello, mine's a Scotch and Coke if you're getting the bar there. And this song came from a little writing session in Marrakesh, actually. We're all out there smoking camel dung and things like that. Smoking camels, I meant, you know, them. And this song came as a result of the name of the hotel, La Mamounia.
Don't complain. Yamamuya.
Thanks, guys. Oh, you know. I want to thank everybody on the stage just now. That's Eric Paparazzi on the bass. Brian Putty on guitar. Eric Paparazzi on drums. Alex Shields on keyboards. So this song came about as me being lazy and having two songs. Paul said, why don't we put them together, because we want the song for the album. It was a Band on Run album, obviously. It's called No Words.
Thank you. So this song was not on the British one. It's still a, you know, a great song, of course. It was written by Mr. Mickey Hatton. I think you're all going to sing this one, right? I'll get a nice off. It's called Hell on Wheels. Dustin Hoffman, sorry. From the Moody Blues. It takes a while. Dustin Hoffman was having dinner with Paul and Linda. So I'm told I wasn't there. So it's probably a lie. But this song came from that said dinner.
Paul never met Dustin Hoffman.
No,
Dustin's too big for that.
Never heard of him. Actually, we did meet him once. But this is another story for another time. And there was a Picasso on the wall of Paul's house because he could have a Picasso. You know. But it turns out that Dustin said, well, he died last night. Paul said, well, that's a good idea for a song. Not being facetious or anything like that, but it was. So he came up with this song, and I ended up singing the beginning. So I'm going to sing the whole damn thing tonight. Just let me know. And old Peter died last night. His painting's on the wall. Before he went, he bade us well and said goodnight to us all. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink. thank God this is Shaw's album. Here's one. This is definitely your turn.
Thank you.
got you all up, you can sit down now. It's like I'm borrowing his guitar. Take that Richard Corey owns on half of this old town. With political connections, he spreads his wealth around. He was born into society, paying his only job. He had everything a man could want, money, praise and style. Well, the papers print his picture almost every place he goes. Rich Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at the shows. Had the rumors of his parties and orgies on his yacht. Well, he really must be happy with everything he's got. All right, work in his factory. Cause the life I'm living, cause my poverty. I wish that I could be here, but I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. Well, let me tell you a quick story about this one. I learned this from Paul Simon himself. He wrote this song, you know. Said to me, have you got any songs for the middle section? I said, well, I know a song by Paul Simon. He said, that'll do. But he really gave to charity. He had the common touch. They were grateful for his patronage. They thanked him very much. It's all the Bible with you and wonder. And he even had on there. Richard Corey went home last night. Put a light right through his head. Working his back to me, yeah. Cause the life I'm living, cause my poverty. But I wish that I could be here. I wish that I could be. I wish that I could be. Richard Corey. John Denver. Okay, so anyway, this is it. I'm not gonna do Blackbird. And I won't do the other version. Blackbird waiting for a takeaway. Chicken vindaloo, villa rice. Made that twice. I was only waiting for the curry to arrive. We all have alternative words for everything. Go now. I'm finished yet. So I'm going to do a song that's, that Trashy mentioned. So I'm going to do it. How are you, darling? So I'm going to do it. Paul wrote it for me, and it was sort of, you know, 3-4 time, a little bit like that song you just mentioned there. It's called A Note You Never Wrote. After all, I'm sure you know, never Baltimore is here. After days now, he can finally appear. Now at last he's here. But he never is gonna get my vote. Never is gonna get a quote.
drop a little low to me.
Remember in a minute.
To me. Further on along the line, I was arrested on the shore, holding papers of government's galore. I was taken in.
I'll get the chords right next time. That's my version of it. Okay, I'll do one more. This is a song that I had an old musical years ago about the environment. So I'm going to do it because it's a sort of it's poignant and relevant this day and age. And it's all about saving the whales. It's called The Ghost of the Scrimshaw Carver. And lovers, have a walk of me, releasing my spirit from the bottom of the sea, where me bones have laid since 1883. The ghost of the scrimshaw carver, as a cabin boy aboard the ocean spray, out of Liverpool we sailed to Baffin Bay, across the Greenland Sea, for the hut the mighty whale. For a steady, then the beauty blows, ring around, stop, and steady as she goes, beyond sea daddy, told me all he knows, and the ghost of the scrimshaw done this with Free Gone University. We're going to bring it to your town soon. It's called Arctic Song, so watch out. We're going to get serious with this music. The environment, here we go.
Wait, actually, if there are any dancers in the house, this would be an ideal time. We kind of need you back, actually. So don't go too far in this next one. No, get back.
Don't sit.
You can do what you want to do, cartwheel, right up.
Yeah.
thing is this.
We already had a cartwheel tonight. Let's hear it for the cartwheel man.
You gotta roll.
We don't miss a trick here.
Are you okay though? I know he spilled some beer on you, so again, we don't want any lawsuits.
Yeah, where's mine then? So we're gonna do a couple of songs now that we, we have to do, because the songs I'm associated with are Moody Blues and other stuff, all right? And it's not this nice and white satin. It's not that one. Letters I've written, never meaning to say. Plus I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh. So many people come up to me and say, oh, I love the Moody Blues. I said, I wasn't in that. I was in the early one. Anyway, this is off the first Moody Blues album. It's a James Brown song school. I'll go crazy. Thank you. So, this next song that was written by me for a thing called Electric String Band that I had when Paul John, oh, I don't know what his second name was, his name was John. Paul and John came out to see me one night playing with Jimi Hendrix. I was opening for him. And I had this song that Jimmy come up to me afterwards and says, great man. Because he wanted to do something different as well, you know. He's sick of playing all the that stuff. And he said, that's great man. I like your guitarist. I said, I'm the guitar player. He was a bit out of it, right? But, I took it as a compliment. Anyway, Paul was in the audience and a few months later we formed Wings. So we wanted to do something original and that's what we did. So there you go, that's the story. All right. So this song was a song that I had a little bit of a hit with. A friend of mine, Colin Blundstone from the Zombies, had a huge hit with it. And this is my version, it's called Say You Don't Mind. George Harrison said to Joey Martin from Badfinger, it's great having a hit, Joey, but you've got to sing it for the rest of your fucking life. Like we've already said goodbye. Go out.
tell me what you intend to do now. I'm on the time about the day, darling. I'm still in love with you now. Tonight. Oh, it's lovely in this part of the world. This cold place reminds me of home. This song was a you better stand back, because when the fireworks go off, blown out his seats. Keith Putton is going to press the eject seat in the car. You'll be gone.
And me?
Anyway, this song was written by Paul for a great movie called, Live and Let Die. When you were young,
You love me.
to you sing one more time. And it's a good one for muscles, yeah, sure, I know. Thanks for coming out, everybody! You're brilliant! Let's hear you sing, come on! Things stalling as the desert world began to settle down. This time we're searching for the same again, but we never will be found. It's your turn, it's your turn. Come on, it's your chance now. It's cold out there, you need to get some warmth into your body. So let's see you sing back on the road. Thank everybody on the stage. I'll take paparazzi, Brian Collier, and Steve on the drums, Alex Jules there. We've had a great night. Thanks for coming out, everybody. You're the best. That's why we do it. That's why we do it for you. All right? Take it easy. Have love and peace in your life. That's all we need to know, okay? And let's hear you sing one time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's see you sing for George, let's see you sing for Linda, you know, all those people that help us do this in our lives and everybody else in your lives. Let's see you sing.
Let's hang out!